Algar Productions.
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 Oh, hello. Odd didn't hear you come in.
Really, sir? You're opening our Christmas special with that old chestnut?
I didn't mean the audience, Willikins. I meant you. I didn't hear you come in because you seem to have removed the festive jingle bells what I have attached to your person.
Indeed, sir. The shock collar you attached to them was a bit uncomfortable.
And also, where are the tiny antlers I gave you? The ones that make you look like the Grinch's little dog.
I removed those as well, sir. I thought we'd been fairly clear about steering clear of the whole dog business. Frankly, sir, it confuses people.
Not me, it doesn't.
I do beg your pardon, sir.
No need to beg, Willikins. We have this Christmas special to do. I spent all day baking gingerbread, taunting the Christmas goose, figging up the figgy pudding, and installing Krampus traps all around the hall. With care.
Sir, I think you'll find that I did those things.
Well, yes, but I supervised you, which means I did it.
Well, actually, sir, you forced me at gunpoint to carry you piggyback whilst I performed those duties.
That's right.
Oh, and I do apologize for the error, but you did in fact install the aforementioned traps, many of which I rather painfully sprung during my rounds.
I like leaving unexpected surprises around for you, Willikins. I call them Easter eggs.
Christmas Easter eggs. How delightfully droll.
Can't you subdue your bloody Cambridge sarcasm for once, Willikins? It is Christmas, after all.
I shall do my best, sir.
Now then, in the finest English tradition of the masters serving the slaves at Christmas, I made you some wassail.
You?
Yes?
You made me wassail.
I did! In the finest English tradition, according to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Here you are, Willikins. One steaming hot mug of wassail.
Sir, this... How to explain the difficulty here? This appears to contain an entire can of beans.
That's right. Heinz beans. Also cinnamon, ginger, mustard, 7 or 8 bouillon cubes, a turnip, and...
Toast. You've topped off the entire foul concoction with toast.
We are English, Willikins.
Indeed, sir.
Which reminds me, how's my life-size advent calendar coming along?
Sir, I...
Don't tell me you haven't finished it yet. So lazy!
Sir, I'm not entirely certain that constructing a 2-story wooden box containing 25 smaller boxes, inside each of which is a living creature, a human being...
Yes?
Well, sir, I'm not sure it's entirely legal, strictly speaking.
Willikins, I shall not be made a fool of at Christmas.
Pick up that considerable burden on the other 364 days.
Stop that, what did I tell you?
Sir, this plan of yours is simply not feasible. Further, it contributes to the fear, which I have mentioned to you several times before, that you may in fact be turning into a Batman villain. And this plan of yours to have me fight a kangaroo on the 26th.
To box a kangaroo? It's Boxing Day, innit? That's wordplay, that is.
Indeed, sir.
I've had just about enough of your bad attitude, Willikins. It's time for the Queen's address to the nation.
Is it that, sir?
Perhaps this year Her Majesty will realise the error of her ways and knight me.
One can only hope, sir.
Or maybe. Ooh, maybe she'll make me a saint.
I think only the Pope can do that, sir.
Well, then my name would be...
Oh, God.
It'll be Saint Nick. Do you see what I did there, Willikins? Do you?
Indeed, sir. This clever wordplay, as you insist on calling it, is only enhanced by you constantly calling attention to it.
I'm a modern-day Oscar Wilde. Now, it's time to hang my stocking by the chimney with care. Willikins, are you hanging my stocking?
Indeed, sir. Although that description hardly fits what appears to be an oversized sleeping bag with the words Nick's stocking hastily stitched upon it. Oh, I misspeak. They were, in fact, not stitched, but merely placed.
Stitching is hard and I was tired. Are you hanging them with care?
All the care I can muster.
That's not careful enough. You must try to care more, Willikins.
My time in your service has all but erased that skill, sir.
Good enough. And now we must leave out the cookies and milk for Father Christmas.
I beg your pardon, sir, but we have no cookies. Or milk.
No cookies? At Christmas? This is blasphemy. Where are they?
As I recall, you ate the majority and then threw the rest of them at a troop of caroling orphans.
Oh, that's right. Well, bugger Father Christmas. I can buy my own bloody presents.
And the coal you receive will heat Nick Hall for years to come.
Now then, Willikins, if you would take a seat at the piano, we can begin the singing of the traditional Christmas carols.
Piano, sir?
Yes, the traditional holiday piano.
We haven't got a piano, sir.
What? You mean you didn't go down to the piano lot and pick us out a Yuletide piano? What shall we decorate? Where will Father Christmas leave the presents?
The ones you just admitted you weren't getting?
Yes, those ones.
Imagine under the tree, sir.
Oh, yes, that thing. Well, we can't have Christmas without traditional Christmas carols. Luckily, I have just the thing.
What is that, sir?
It's a festive Yuletide synthesizer.
Oh, no.
The mood is right. The spirit. Gah! Willikins, you destroyed the synthesizer with that festive Christmas axe.
Yes, sir, in the true spirit of the season.
Well now, who could that be?
Perhaps it's that long overdue vengeful spirit come to show you the error of your ways.
That's ridiculous, Willikins. There's no such thing as the error of my ways.
Indeed, sir.
I think I shall answer that, by which I mean I shall send you to answer it. Willikins, answer the door. There's a good chap.
Sir, it appears to be several Daleks.
Blimey!
Exterminate! Exterminate!
And now the adventures of Nick and Willikins.
Willikins! Willikins, wake up!
What is it? What's going on?
I have the day off for the royal wedding.
Sir, it's 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, no, that. I didn't want to waste a moment of this most perfect of bank holidays.
You do realise, sir, that every day is a bank holiday for you.
Well, I am unemployed. Terrible thing, this economy.
Indeed. Very well, sir. If you would be so kind as to cease jumping on my bed. Thank you. And if you could please leave the room, or at the very least turn your head, so that I may...
Willikins, where are your trousers?
That's the point at which I was driving, sir.
Sure, I approve of you not wearing trousers.
You're not proposing...
I am! No more trouserless Willikinses!
What about when I have to, you know...
No, I'm afraid I don't.
When I need to...
Yes?
When I have to release waste.
What, when you take the rubbish out to the bin?
No, sir, when I have to make poo-poos.
Willikins, language! Anyway, that's easy. I shall simply stop feeding you. Right, let's go to the wedding, then off we go. Here we are at the royal wedding.
That's being a bit generous, isn't it, sir? You delayed our departure so much that we're a good 3 kilometres from the event.
Well, these are the best seats!
Sir, I am standing and you're sitting on my back.
That's right.
There's just no debating your airtight logic, sir.
Willikins.
Sir?
I see Prince Henry, I see the Queen, and I see the Queen Mum, and I see the Queen's Mum's Mum, and there's a bloke with the ears.
I think you'll find it's Prince Harry, sir, but yes?
Well, where's William's Mum?
I beg your pardon, sir?
His mother, Willikins. Cool, you're so stupid. Why isn't his mother here to see him getting married? It's a bit insensitive of her, don't you think?
Sir, I don't even know where to begin.
Answering my question would be a nice start.
Sir, Princess Diana died in a car wreck over 10 years ago.
Still missing her own son's wedding? It's just plain rude. I wouldn't miss your wedding if I were dead.
All right. Firstly, sir, if you were dead at the time of my wedding, we would hold the reception upon the Nick family plot so that I could take my first dance as a married man upon your grave.
I have picked out an extremely fancy discotheque as my grave, so yes, that seems fair.
Secondly, I don't know where you got the idea that you might be my mother, but if I stop to really consider the idea for more than a moment, I fear that I might never stop vomiting.
Would you come to my wedding, Willikins?
I suppose I would have to, sir. Lord knows I go everywhere else you do.
Will you marry me, Willikins?
Sir, have you any actual idea what a marriage is?
It's a kind of special handshake, like what good chums do, like you and I.
So how on earth did you get so utterly, splendidly pig-ignorant?
Willfully.
Well, all right then.
You there, boy, what day is it?
The boy, sir.
That's right, you, boy, what day is it?
I don't know, December 14th?
That's not nearly close enough. It's Christmas Day! La 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 la.
I feel we can't do the caroling due to the fact that I've smashed your synthesizer, as detailed in last year's Nick and Willikins Christmas special. Available for download now.
It's not important, Willikins, because you see, I have purchased for the grand sum of £40.14. Christmas Robot. Say hello, Christmas Robot.
Hello, Master Nick.
Very nice.
What the devil is that?
This is the glorious Christmas Robot.
Oh dear, it's flashing red and green, isn't it?
That's right. It's Christmas colours.
It also looks like blue. A Dalek.
Yes, well, most robots in England are Dalek technology based.
How did you get that down the stairs?
I pushed it, Willikins.
Like you do me.
That's right. I had a lot of practice. You weigh about the same. That was a joke about your weight, Willikins. You can laugh now if you like.
Must I?
Yes, I think so. There you go.
Right.
Very good.
So what are we doing? We're singing now?
That's exactly what we're doing. It's to help the children, Willikins.
Of course, we're helping the children.
Because, of course, I can't be asked to give them any actual money.
Right. Well, we haven't any since the economy collapsed, which, of course, was your fault.
That was a shame, wasn't it? I did feel very bad about it. Did you send that apology letter to the Queen?
Yes, I'll get right on that after we do our caroling.
Good enough. Now, Christmas Robot, if you could please give us something... Christmassy? Oh, that's nice.
Oh, dear.
Good. La la la. No. Me.
Well, I was in Footlights at Cambridge, so let me give this a go. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Should we really have open fires in the hall, sir?
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Though ow, my nose! Bloody hell! What have you done to my nose?
Look, you need to get nipped at. That means a small, biting enema.
Merry Christmas.
To you.
To me?
To me. Don't be stupid.
I was about to say, that was the nicest thing you ever would have said to me, sir.
Some mistletoe, kids from 1 to 92.
Times, many insufferable ways.
Merry Christmas.
To everyone
to
but me, apparently.
Me, Nick. No, I'm off. Wait, I did that part already. Where the hell are
Santa Claus is something to town.
Saint Nick. Ah, that's lovely.
Yes, we made that joke last year, sir.
Did we? How embarrassing for you. And then... where the hell are the bloody lyrics for this thing?
I don't believe it's a karaoke machine, sir.
I don't understand... no. You, Christmas Robot, should have a little chart on you that has all the lyrics to the... and we're losing time, Christmas Robot... bloody hell, you're ruining everything. And you are also ruining everything, Willikins.
Of course I am, sir.
You and Christmas Robot are in a combination to ruin Christmas for me and the children.
Well, I mustn't disappoint the children. Oh good, the music's changing.
Oh good, well what shall we have now? Ooh! Ah! Da, da, da. What is that? Swing it, Christmas Robot.
We appear to be swinging into some sort of a groove.
Oh, it's what? No, okay. Gone away is the bluebird.
Come again is the new bird.
Willikins, did you get my new bird?
I'll get on it after this song, sir. Walking in a winter wonderland.
I think I want something expensive and dead.
We can pretend that he's the vicar. something. Sir, I'm afraid I'm out of practice as you've banned Christmas at Nick Hall for the past 37 years.
I don't even know what a vicar is.
It's English. We are English, you know.
Isn't he the chap we're supposed to have round for tea every month or so?
I believe so, yes.
We have to serve him...
Oh, the music's changed again.
Oh, never mind. Not important.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is lovely.
Why do people give their man children Christmas presents that make noise?
Willikins, where is my drum? I need to drum upon my drum. For me, pa-rubba-pam-pam.
Him and his drum.
I have no gift to bring. Pa-rubba-pam-pam.
I am incredibly surprised by this development. Ba-rum-pa-pam-pam.
It's in very poor taste to just expect a gift. Willikins.
It is Christmas, sir.
Oh no, so why haven't you brought me anything?
I rather like this song.
La 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 la.
I did my best for you, but it's never bloody enough. Ba-rum-pa-pam-pam.
Your best is not very good, Willikins. You must try to try harder.
I wore a vest for you, ba-rum-pa-pam-pam.
It's not very good. And then... Wait, hang on.
Much better, sir. Yeah. Bravo!
That's right.
Brav bloody-o.
Me and my drum. I'm in the Beatles.
I don't think that you're in the Beatles.
I'm the new Ringo. Oh, it's changing again. What are you doing now, Christmas Robot?
It appears to be a song I do not recognize, sir.
What
something
is...
Something about a child being born.
I don't know this one.
No.
What is it like any child is born?
I would venture to guess that it's probably the baby Jesus, sir.
I have no idea who that is, Willikins.
Of course you don't, sir. Well, you see, sir, God had a child, and that's what we celebrate on Christmas.
How did God... Is God a woman? I thought God was a great beardy man that lived in the sky and looked like Alan Moore.
Of course you did. Alan Moore told you that he's God, or didn't he?
Well,
You need to stop buggering off down the lane and hanging out with Alan Moore. He's a bad influence.
He kept pulling out his snake at me. It was very disturbing.
Of course he did.
I don't understand what he's talking about at the time.
All I know is he told me to take his name off his mailbox.
I don't understand. Every 5 minutes he's coming around here asking us to take his name off of things.
The postman now brings his mail here because they don't know where his house is because I've removed his name.
And I believe he went and lived in a cave. What a thing to happen.
What a thing indeed, as you say, to happen.
What song are we...
It's still the same one, sir.
I'm choking on my own knowledge of this song, Willikins.
Ah, it's a damn shame, isn't it?
Willikins, I need the Heimlich manoeuvre.
Well,
grasp me around the torso.
I'm afraid I don't know the Heimlich manoeuvre, sir.
Willikins, you have to save my life.
You're in for it now. Perhaps your bloody Christmas robot can save you, you
Christmas robot.
Bastard.
Call an ambulance.
Obviously, Nick did not die. And then this happened.
Sir, what are you doing? No, please don't play that. Please, sir, don't.
Come on, Christmas robot.
Dear.
Oh, that's lovely. It doesn't sound like any instrument ever.
Oh, God. Didn't we put a merciful stop to this last year?
Willikins, if there's one thing you need to know about me, it's that I will never stop anything that I think annoys you.
Sir, I think it's...
Maybe it's right.
The
spirit's up.
On.
We're here tonight. That's enough.
Simply having
a wonderful Christmas time. Yes, simply having wonderful Christmas time.
It's hard to believe a beetle wrote this, sir.
It's incredible. Look at that. Whee.
Yeah, I hear it, sir. I can't not hear it. And now that you've played it, I'll only be hearing it in my nightmares for the next 6 months.
Having a wonderful Christmas time. That didn't sound like a wonderful Christmas time, Willikins. Out of the town.
Wait, do you know, are there further lyrics to this song?
It goes on for like 5 minutes.
How the bloody hell could it go on for 5 minutes? What more is there to say?
That Paul McCartney person had a wonderful plan wherein he sang the same 3 lyrics over and over and over again.
Oh,
oh, hello, who's that?
That's the background singer, sir.
La 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 la. Do 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 do.
Oh, God.
Do 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 do. Lee having a lovely Christmas time. Simply having a super wonderful Christmas time. Willikin, stop hanging yourself.
No, sorry, the rope's tied.
No,
it's all done. Willikin, I just need to jump from this chair.
No, Willikin, it is a terrible way to spend Christmas holiday when I don't have someone to serve me. Get down from there, I order you not to kill yourself.
God bloody damn it.
Wonderful Christmas time.
Simply have. Oh, now we're into another verse.
Choir of angels. The choir of angels sing their song, Ding Dong, Ding Dong.
How do you know this?
I'll know everything.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God, that's lovely. Yeah. Having wonderful Christmas time. Simply.
Sir, what are you doing?
The Wirrits up.
The werewolf's him. Up? Is that what you said? The werewolf's up?
Having a werewolf Christmas time. Simply having a werewolf Christmas time. The choir of
the moon is right. It's very full.
We're here tonight.
We're going to howl.
Simply having a werewolf Christmas time.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Look, it's another one of me.
Look, we've duplicated ourselves.
Oh, God.
How delightful.
What a nice thing to happen.
Let's do a duet of the most lovely song in the world.
Simply having a werewolf Christmas time. Simply having a werewolf Christmas time.
Oh.
Wonderful Christmas time. Why is this song still playing?
I believe we got the infinite version.
Stop playing, song! Why won't you die, Christmas robot?
There appears to be 10 seconds left,
sir. Oh my God! 9.
Then can I hang myself?
Yes, take me with you. 8, 4, 3, 2, 1. What the fuck? Near you come in.
I've been here for an hour, sir.
Not you, them people out there. Hello, everybody.
This is it's one time of year he lets me drink. We have this Christmas party down here in the sub-cellar of sub-basement 3.
And it's the most swingin'est Christmas party we've had since I started having them 5 years ago.
Oh, it feels like 30, if you ask me.
It feels like the first time.
Look, here comes your bloody Christmas robot again.
Hello, Christmas robot! I love you!
Hello, Master Nick.
I love you.
And now here comes that music. Oh, we're not doing this again, are
Look,
we?
Look, Wilkins, it's exactly what the people want.
Oh, sod what the people want. Let's sing something else.
Here it comes.
Oh, good.
Do, 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 do. The mood is right. Here it's up. We're here tonight.
And that's enough.
Simply having a werewolf Christmas time.
Sir, no, I can't
Simply
do this. Stop the music. I can't
what,
do
what's
this.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
We did this last year.
I know, but it's what the people want. It's what made us super famous like we was before.
Listen, we need to do some serious Christmas songs.
You want
to
do a serious Christmas song?
Yes.
That's it? That's all you want to do?
I'm a distinguished English gentleman who was raised in the Anglican Church, and I think we could just once, just for Christmas, do this. Just sing a bloody Christmas song. What do you say? Come on.
No werewolves?
No werewolves, please.
All right. Christmas robot, give us another Christmas song that we can sing together.
Yes. We'll even do a medley. How about
that? Yes, let's do a medley. That'll be lovely.
Great.
Good.
All right, you bloody
robot. Hit it,
robot.
Christmas robot.
Let's do this thing. Oh, good.
Now, follow my lead and try and keep up with the changes.
Right. Please don't put me in a Dave Seville role this time, would you?
This is going to be good.
All right.
Frankenstein, Frankenstein, Frankenstein rock. Frankenstein walk around the block. Put in your heart and take out your lungs. Now the Frankenstein has begun.
I feel like this is a dig against the shape of my head.
I don't know what you're talking about, Millikins.
Look, I want you to take a very close look at my neck. Do you see any bolts here?
That. You do need some bolts.
I don't have any bloody bolts. I'm not a Frankenstein.
Well, Mother Christmas. Ugh. I wanna wish you a monster Christmas.
I feel
Christmas.
Like we're just trying to relive past glories here.
Look, we gotta give the people what they want. They came a long way to hear Werewolf Christmas, and you don't want to do it anymore.
I really don't.
Which
I
is fine,
like...
I can work with that. But, you know, you gotta give the people... Look, yes. You're gonna really like when I bring out Oh Come All Ye Faithful to the Black Lagoon.
Look, let's just continue on, shall we?
Very well. All the world, Cthulhu's come to burn... The roof of your house.
Does he even... I thought he was a squeaky
Where
thing.
Did he get the matches? He bought them from his friend Patches. And round he goes. And he set your house on fire. With some matches and fire and matches too.
I'm very glad I took all the fire in there.
An old hunchback sing.
Sir, I think you'll find it's the hunchback with an N.
To the newborn cling on peace on birth. When you're in trouble, going to a hoe. A hoe.
Yes, a hoe.
Just a hoe, that's it.
All right. Moving on.
The thing that ate some scrap. Eating blankets and an apple. When do you think you'll be home? I'm going to use your sister's comb. Merry Christmas, Willikins.
Yes, merry... What? Fine.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. From my laboratory, my picture ran to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash. It was the monster mash. The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in the flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. Whoa. Ooh.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Whoa.
Someone shoot me.
Wow.
I'd just like to thank everyone for making the time to come into the studio for this project. I know you're all very busy.
I'm never too busy to record an album. I thought of 3 songs on the way over here. Would you like to hear them? Please don't run over me today. I just wanted to say Christmas to your face.
Not right now, thanks, but your enthusiasm is great. I hope you can all get excited for this Benefit for the Hunger project.
What, charity? Willikins, you told me we were going to see the Hunger Games.
Sir, we've been over this. As a member of the 1%, it would be nice if you occasionally gave...
Oh, I don't care about that. Give all my money to the Porringtons, especially if they get me out here and into a cinema playing a Woody Harrelson movie. He's Britain's greatest asset.
Sir, he's not... Never mind.
So, I thought what we might do is something simple and traditional. Probably not a song, since maybe not all of us are suited to singing exactly.
Oh, I know what you mean. I cut a single with Sting once, and he couldn't harmonize with me to save his life.
Yes, so...
We're not doing anything Christmas-themed, are we? As a neo-Celtic pagan American druid, it's solstice or it's nothing.
What? Seriously?
I might be convinced to compromise with Yule, I suppose, since hardly anything rhymes with solstice. But I refuse to be associated with Christmas. It's inherently connected to the materialistic, patriarchal power structure.
Hey, yeah, I'm with her. We don't celebrate Christmas because our people. Come on, Liam, let's make our own charity song.
Ugh, fine. Christmas, then.
I don't mind lending my considerable gravitas to this project. But if you ask me to be Santa Claus, I shall promptly exit through that door.
What, that door? You'll never be able to fit that scooter through there. I don't even know how you got in here. Did they build this studio around you? Willikins, I want a scooter like that, and a pony, and I want Woody Harrelson to come in here riding both on top of one another.
This Woody Harrelson obsession of yours is frankly baffling, sir.
I just like him, is all.
Mr. Wells, I assure you, no Santa Claus. I promise. We'd like to enlist your services as narrator for the classic tale, The Night Before Christmas.
An excellent idea. If you film me in front of a blue screen, I can turn the entire thing into a film. And I think I can keep the budget down to about $60 million.
You want $60 million to film yourself reading a book? You're everything that's wrong with the white male oligarchy that runs this country. You're the reason that poor children in Sweden remain illiterate. This is all part of the corporate plan to keep the marginalized...
As it happens, we already have some visuals prepared. Mr. Wells will read the narration, and each of you will be reading a voice role. Here are your scripts. We'll do a quick read-through, and then...
Sorry I'm late, but the radio station made me come in the SVFM party van with these two.
Yeah, I heard we were doing a public appearance. We brought keychains and beer cozies for everyone.
Hey, Cooter, check out the babe with the hairy armpits. Still surprisingly hot.
I'm up here.
I know, but your tits are down there.
I don't even know why I'm part of this. Everyone knows Christmas was invented in 1985 and retro-hypnotized into the collective consciousness to promote that Santa Claus movie with Dudley Moore.
Yes, we had Mr. Moore on the Noontime Artist Spotlight shortly before he passed away. That was a particularly good noon, as I recall.
Stop saying noon!
All right, so everyone should have a script marked with your various parts. Let's begin.
Ooh, Willikins, I get to play Saint Nick. That's serendipity. Help with this.
Indeed, sir.
I mean, I'm a great choice and all, but I guess that means they couldn't get Woody Harrelson.
And we'll start with you, Mr. Wells.
Right. "'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the..." "...to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "'Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.'"
Great. Thank you. Excellent work, everyone. I'm not sure what any of you have in common with each other, but that came together surprisingly well.
Wilkins, has there always been a bear in here? I could swear I didn't notice him when we came in.
Who, me?
No, not the bear, that large ursine creature, what's standing right over there.
Oh, him. I'm training him for the new Russian circus I'm starting up. The guys who caught him told me he's a bit feral, but he seems fine to me. I'm sure he'll be driving that little car in no time.
Hey guys, sorry I'm late. What voice am I... Oh no...
Alright, well typically we open the show with about 10 minutes of this nonsense, mm-hmm. and then we, as Dave mentioned, do prepared sketches.
Yep.
And we have that here for you now. We have a well, I don't want to call them a troupe. We have a few people working for us. We call them the Sarcastic Voyage Unpaid Voice Acting Players.
Yep.
And a couple of them are with us here today, I think. Yeah, there he is in the mattress suit.
Ah, wonderful.
Brian, if you could join us, please. And Ensign Kim, not that Ensign Kim, not the sucky one from Voyager, but
the good Ensign Kim.
Yes. Please join us for our wonderful sketch. And of course, we didn't bring the props for the sketch.
Welcome.
We are incredibly well prepared, ladies and gentlemen.
You should have told me when I spent 15 minutes running up to get those.
Yeah. Should have brought the Sharpies too.
Firing the prop guy.
Yeah. All right, we'll skip that part, fired. I suppose.
We need to hire a prop guy. Do we have any submissions for prop guy? We need.
Farts.
All right, good.
No, second time. It's diminishing returns. Yeah. Second time, you
lose
them.
We had them, and we lost them.
Yep. All right, let's hit it, I suppose.
And now the adventures of Nick and Willikins.
Of all the recurring characters on Sarcastic Voyage, Nick and Willikins are two of them. Nick.
Show them Nick, Matt.
I forgot to bring him.
Is some kind of wealthy man-child, and Willikins
Go on, Al. Show Wilkins to the people.
Table 006 upstairs. He's under the table somewhere in a box that we call a puppet coffin.
He will, however, be signing autographs for the next hour.
Right, with his non-working arms.
Is his butler. Because people have butlers in 2013, apparently. Nick and Wilkins are English. That's it. That's the entire joke. Somehow these two have managed to milk this premise for 3 years now. Mercifully, they won't be using the puppets for this sketch, obviously. Because puppets are for small children and stupid people. Please come see the puppets at table 006, upstairs at the con. And so, join our heroes at Warlockageddon, the third most popular science fiction and fantasy convention in Eastern North America.
Attention wizards, Jedi, superheroes, those Avatar guys, and people who hastily threw on a bow tie and a fez and called it a costume. Seriously, guys, you're not fooling anybody. The star of BBC TV's Sherlock and the Star Trek sequel that might as well be coming out in the actual 23rd century will be signing autographs in the Gene Wilder Memorial Pavilion in about 20 minutes. You all know who I'm talking about. There's no way I'm reading that name.
Willikins, let's go see Benedict Cumberbatch, and then we can ride the pony again.
Sir, you are aware that this isn't a petting zoo, aren't you? That pony you rode earlier was two gentlemen in a pantomime costume dressed as Twilight Sparkle.
Well, they have Panto here. Willikins, this petting zoo is brilliant. Also, how do you know so much about My Little Pony, Willikins? Are you a closet brownie?
This is hardly the... Sir, watch out for that...
Mind your going, my lad.
Willikins, it's the Doctor!
Too right, lad.
I've followed the Doctor's adventures all my life, and I'm still not sure what it is he gets up to. I've got an ear infection I'd like you to have a look at, and I believe there is a toad in my hole.
No, I'm not that kind of doctor, my boy. I'm here to save England from the Dalek menace.
Well, is it Christmas already?
But then who'll save England from your rubbish accent?
My companion, well, slave, really, is right. You don't sound very English. Not like we do. Cor, we're ace and full of beans we is, and you're jolly off your trolley if you think you're fooling anyone's.
Well, I always fancied myself a bit of an Anglophile.
At a comic convention, you don't say.
And I thought I was passing. I've studied all the greats. Monty Python, Red Dwarf, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Well, that all checks out.
Do you want help learning to be more English, Dr. Fake Doctor, sir? I can help. Willikins, help him out.
Very good.
And so, our heroes find refuge from the teeming throngs in a quiet and empty spot. A booth labeled Tron 4. With a number 4 in place of the N. Willikins worked tirelessly to school the hopeless young nerd in the ways of the British, while Nick wandered off to play with a rake, which he found at a steampunk farm implements booth.
I think you'll find it's whilst, not while.
And I think you'll find it shut the hell up. Time dragged on, but thankfully we can just gloss over this without some deft narration, and we won't have to subject you to every tedious moment of it. Sometime later...
Since it is now Sunday at 1:55 p.m., the post-atomic horror panel will begin in room 2AB in 5 minutes. Following this, there will be a seminar on blatant, shameless plugs, hosted by Stan Lee.
Oh, Willikins, did you hear that? The post-atomic horror panel. I read about that in the program. It sounds absolutely lovely.
The shameless plugs thing will apparently be continuing for some time, so look out for that.
Why, this dialect with which you have assisted me is phenomenal. Well done, you.
Yeah, except you don't sound anything like the Ninth Doctor. He had more of a northern accent, and you're BBC English all the way. Wrong region, Smeghead.
Are you dressed as Xena?
The warrior princess? That's right.
Well, that's not very current at all.
I wanted to come as one of the strong female characters from The Hobbit, but I couldn't think of any.
That seems like a bit of a cheap shot.
This entire place feels like a cheap shot.
What does that even mean?
It all makes me feel very out of my element, profoundly uncomfortable.
Willikins, I've never seen you this willful before. I shall have you frozen in carbonite for that.
I think there's a booth over there that can do that.
Hang on. Aren't you...
Pardon?
Oh, it's just, I thought you were a cosplayer.
Mum?
I just assumed you were doing a Downton Abbey thing.
Oh, yes, I can totally see that. He's Carson.
I thought you were a bloke. What on earth would a bloke watch a girly soap opera like that for?
So this little twit has a point. Anyway, he's clearly Mr. Bates. Come now, Mr. Bates. There must be a table that can sell me an Anna costume.
Willikins, you come back here at once. I didn't authorize you to get the girl. She must be 40 years older than you are.
That seems pretty in character to me.
This is where we usually end with a cliffhanger, and the illusion that these people are intentionally telling a long-form story. It's not a very good illusion. But if you somehow, impossibly, liked what you've heard here today, tune in to the Sarcastic Voyage podcast for the further adventures of Nick and Willikins.
What's he supposed to do with the girl once he gets her, anyway?
Fan favorites, Nick and Willikins.
And now, the adventures of Nikki and Wilmikins.
This is stately Nikki Hall, situated high atop Nikki Hill, overlooking the quaint village of commoners living in Nikki Valley. This proud village has existed for thousands of years, taking pride in their mutton milliner, their pork pie shops, that's shops with two P's and an E, naturally, and their kidney and boiled sweets pie. But our focus turns not to these insignificant peasants. Instead, we cast our gaze upward. And we join young Nikki, Lady of Nikki Hall, as she begins her day, as she begins all days, abusing her only servant.
Wilmikins! Oi! Wilmikins!
Yes, Mum. Would this be the I'm ready for my horrible breakfast bellow, your carry me to the loo bellow, or your...
Wrong. This is quite clearly the I've been awake for over a minute and I'm bored bellow. Gaw, you're so oblivious.
Indeed, Mum. How then, she asked, knowing full well she would regret the answer, shall I solve the problem, which we must note takes an extremely loose definition of the word problem, of your boredom?
I don't know. Do I have to think of bloody everything? I thought you went to Cambridge.
Oxford, Mum. Surely you must recall that I was the first female graduate in the university's...
Nobody remembers anything about you, Wilmikins. You're so unmemorable. Also, we're moving further into boredom, not away from it, which is where I wanted to go. There or to the village green. Ooh, Wilmikins! Let's go to the village green!
Mum, do you even know what the village green is?
Not entirely, but I expect we'll take tea there, or play tennis.
I believe you're thinking of Wimbledon, Mum.
What? Those furry creatures what help the environment?
No, Mum, that's the Wombles.
What, that bloke what wrote Spartacus?
No, Mum, that's...
Go on.
That's...
Come on, Wilmikins. You're rubbish at literally every other thing you do.
How delightful.
But this is the one thing that you're actually kind of brilliant at. Now, what, that bloke what wrote Spartacus?
No, Mum, that's... Dalton Trumbo.
Well played, Wilmikins. Now fetch my fanciest petticoats, waistcoats, bonnets, bustles, bodices, and an elephant bone corset.
Surely you mean a whalebone corset, Mum?
Don't tell me what I mean. I want you to go down to the village pork pie shop, that shop with two P's and an E, of course, fetch an elephant, slaughter it, bleach its bones, and make me a corset. And I want you to have done it by the time I reach the bottom of the stairs.
Very good, Mum.
And I want you to carry me down the stairs.
Right, then.
Be sure to mind the gap as you make your way down the stairs. And also, mind you don't trip over little Wilmikins.
Ah, yes, your cat, which has the same name as I do. which doesn't cause the least bit of confusion whatever.
Not for me.
Shall we go then, Mum?
Yes, see that we do.
And so, Wilmickins carried Nicky down the stairs. What, that wasn't already implied by what they just said? Do you even need me for this part?
Well, here we are at the bottom of the stairs.
Indeed, Mum.
It's about bloody time, isn't it?
Gaw, hello, good great Uncle Pat. I didn't see you there.
I haven't moved from this bloody spot for your entire life, lass.
Well, that's as maybe, but it doesn't get me any closer to the village green.
Oh, is that where you're going? Our little talk finally got through to you, did it?
What? You mean the one about the vicar and the lorry driver what go into the chip shop and...
Not that one. The one about...
What? That bit where you have to... talk to a bloke?
That's the one.
Cool. I don't think we even have any blokes around here. I suppose we'll find out. Wilmickins, fetch my walking parasol at once.
Very good, Mum.
And so, our intrepid pair headed down to the... Seriously, are you just using me to announce scene changes? Don't you have incidental music or something for that? I have things I could be doing right now.
Cool, it's a lovely day, isn't it?
For those of us who aren't carrying young ladies piggyback whilst, ow, they jab their, ow, parasols into one's back, ow! Indeed it is, Mum.
Gore, I've never been to this part of the state before. Who lives in that castle over there, Wilmickins? I thought I was the only one with a castle round these parts.
As it happens, Mum, she's out checking her postbox right now. Perhaps we could ask her.
Oh, we could ask her. I have to do everything. You're so...
lazy.
Eh, close enough. Hello, Miss Cooey.
Yes?
I'm from the hall down the lane, what's known as Nicky Hall. I'm Nicky, the bird what lives in the... Caw! You're J.K. Rowling!
The same.
Wilmickins! Oi! Oi! Wilmickins! Look who it is! She wrote all those books about the hobbits what I love! I'm a big fan of those, Miss Rowling! Though I wasn't too keen on the last one, the Silmarillion... Help!
I think you've confused me for J.R.R. Tolkien, dear.
Wait a tick. You're the lady who wrote those Hufflepuff books!
So she is.
Cor, never mind what I said about those rubbish hobbits. Wilmickins has read me The Adventures of Neville Longbottom ever since I was...
I'm sorry. Pardon?
Neville Longbottom! You bloody wrote the things, don't you remember?
Well, I mean, Neville's an interesting character, but he's not the hero of the books.
What? He is. You're not going to tell me it's bloody Harry, are you? That little tosser just sits around whilst everyone does all the work for him and he whines so much.
How did I possibly not see this connection before?
You know, you may be onto something here. I wanted to be finished with the whole Potter thing, but nobody wanted to read my bodice-ripping, hard-boiled pirate detective novel for some reason.
What, really? That sounds brilliant to me.
Doesn't it? But try telling the bloody public that.
Wilmickins, get the bloody public on the phone at once!
I've given up on that lot, but I think we could milk a whole new series out of young Neville.
What? You can milk a book?
No, you're thinking of cows.
So I am! You read my mind. You really are magic, J.K. Simmons.
It's Rowling, lass.
What? You mean... Wilmickins, don't you think about leaving that spot! You stand right there like a gargoyle! Remember, as long as I don't give you my clothes, you're still my slave.
No, Mum, that's house elves.
Is it house elves, J.J. Walker?
Could be either, I suppose.
J.M. Barrie says it could be either.
Very good, Mum. I'll just be here then.
Will Nicky's new friendship with acclaimed author and castle dweller J.K. Rowling amount to a new series of Neville Longbottom books? Is a gargoyle really the same thing as a house elf?
J.D. Salinger said it was.
Find out in the next gender-swapping installment of Nicky and Wilmickins.
Get a move on, Wilmickins. There's sweets to be had. And sweets to be bunged down a loo.
So you are aware that here in England, which, lest we forget, is where we live, there's literally a sweet shop on every corner.
Yes, but...
Additionally, you have an entire room devoted to sweets back at the manor. An edible room that you insisted be constructed to the exact specifications of the gingerbread house from Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel?
And furthermore, we are, let me remind you yet again, in England, where I should point out the tradition of trick and or treating is, let us say, a non-issue.
But look at my costume! Go on, guess what I am? You'll never guess!
Sir, I constructed that costume to your precise instructions, which were a large pile of crayon self-portraits that you referred to as drawings.
I haven't drawn anything in a long time, Willikins. I felt it was time to get back to my roots.
That's as may be, sir, but you're dressed as yourself.
Not just myself, Sassy Nick! Speaking of which, where's your matching Sassy Willikins costume? I'm not detecting sass levels beyond anything you normally register.
Sir, I'm not entirely clear what a sassy butler would even entail.
You know, bunny ears and, those stockings, like, from those parties. You know, with the vicars and, ladies.
I haven't known in quite some time, sir.
Never mind your mandatory Nick-imposed celibacy and your impending neuterization.
My what?
Oh, just something Bob Barker mentioned on our last caravanning holiday.
Of course. Well, here we are. Shall I ring the bell?
What am I made of, fingers? Snakes and ladders!
Ooh, what's this? Christmas carols already.
What? It's not Christmas. But I'm not Carol. I'm Nick. Dressed as Nick. Obviously. Give us some sweets or we'll bog roll your house. And by us, I mean me. And by me, I mean Willikins. I shall stand well back and look menacing. Like a chav.
Well, I've got some ribbon candy, but it's all stuck together, isn't it? And I'm not going to give you the whole lump.
Oh, can't we have the whole lump?
That's some shrewd negotiating, Willikins. That 6 weeks I sent you to live with Tim Robbins really paid off.
Susan Sarandon was remarkably kind to me, sir.
Willikins, can she do that?
Well, it is her home, sir.
She's going on my naughty list and no mistake. Now, egg her house at once.
Sir, all I have are these Cadbury eggs, which, incidentally, is all you'll allow me to eat, since you got the idea that I should only eat foods named after butlers.
You did drink that entire case of Worcester sauce.
I would have dehydrated had I not, as there's no butler named Water.
Here, it's another house. They don't have a doorbell. Does that mean they're poor? Do I have to have my butler knock like some kind of commoner?
Perish the thought, sir.
Oh, good, we've summoned them. Cooey! Fish and chips! Now give me the sweeties!
Right, what's all this then? Some kind of disturbance?
Some kind, yes.
What with it being Halloween and all, I'm here for some free confectionaries and the like. And also possibly to vandalise your house.
Are you premeditating a crime, sir?
Crimes?! I don't commit crimes. I'm Wirralfy.
Well, your story checks out, sir. Now, how's about a bribe, then?
Ah, right. Where are my manners?
Question I've been asking for 3 decades now. There you are. That should all be in order.
Night, Gov.
Wait, how is it we've been Marks and Spencering since R4, we've no sweeties at all, and we're somehow 50p down? I take back what I said about Tim Robbins. This is a fiscal disaster.
Well, there's only one more house. In England. As far as you know.
Is it number 10 Downing Street?
Yes, I'm sure Lady Thatcher will be delighted to see you.
Is this the Chinese I ordered? Ugh, it's you two.
Knots and crosses! Wait, Willikins, who is this horrible man?
I think you'll find it's the narrator, sir. This isn't a front door at all. You've found the fourth wall again.
Oh, good. This gag. We haven't done this in, what, 2 weeks? Wait, let me say it in Nick. A fortnight!
The sound of the Queen's King's English rolling off your colonial American tongue is quite vulgar to the delicate English ears.
And the sound of your awful English mouth is quite a pain in my American ass.
You mean ass?
No.
Well, we appear to be at an impasse.
I do believe the best way to hasten Master Nick's departure would be to provide him with some kind of rudimentary treat, or, how would you say it, a gold darn heap of candy, partner.
Well, that is how I'd say it. Hang on. I'll be right back.
Willikins, I don't think he's getting us a treat at all. Do you think he's taking the piss?
Sounds more like Night Court to me. Oh, and I think it's one with Mel Torme.
Here we go. When I glance over my notes and records of the Nick of Nick Hall case...
Incorrect! Start over!
When I glance over my notes and records of the Sherlock Holmes...
Wrong again! I'm going to give you one more doover to get this right.
A doover? Do you mean a do-over?
You've dedoomed it, old...
Yes?
Man. Old man. You're a very old man.
He's also a puppet. I completely forgot there was a puppet in this bit. Right. I would like to say blame Canada, but then that would turn the entire crowd against me.
You've ruined the act, Joe.
Let's try again. When I glance over my notes and records of the incredible detective, Sherlock Holmes...
Tell them why I'm brillianter than that. Incredible's fine for Elks and Pixars, but I'm the uncanny, spectacular, friendly neighborhood Marvel team-up Nick. Of Nickel.
I thought you were Sherlock Holmes!
You've cracked it! Good show, what's Willick,
Sir, shall I fetch a wallet to place under your tongue?
What? No, I'm dubstepping. I'm sure to win the Eurovision Song Contest this year.
Sir, you've said that every year now since 1998.
Bloody Denmark.
To be clear, sir, are we solving mysteries or writing songs?
Mysteries? What, like the mystery of how you became such a manky, gormless git?
Ah, I see you're putting that Google search for British insults to good use.
Furthermore, I have deduced that you are, in alphabetical order, an A, arsehole, B, bampot, C...
No, no, we won't be saying that.
No, it's always bad in England, which is where we're from. Have we established that yet?
I was attempting to in my narration when you...
Hey, what the hell's going on here? The narrator's guild is very clear about the dispensing of unlicensed exposition. All of the explaining, such as it is, falls to me, and only me.
Yes, we're all. As you're just a disembodied voice that couldn't be asked to buy yourself an aeroplane ticket to Seattle, we've taken it upon ourselves. By which I mean I have foisted it upon Willikins, and then, in accordance with our agreement, I have dedicated myself to foiling him at every turn.
Is this the part where I assume the role of a foot pad and whack some poor bastard on the back of the head with me blackjack? Or, getting that insult from the pay paddings?
Oh, hello, Errol. Well, yes, every good detective story needs an adversary, as it were. We haven't moved past the scathing insults yet.
That's right. That's how you can tell that I'm Sherlock Holmes, because I'm a right bastard to everyone.
That's as may be, sir, but the reason Sherlock Holmes is allowed to be a bastard is that he's brilliant.
What? You mean like one of them steel wool thingamies what you scrubbed a loo with?
No, that's...
Quiet, you! No, sir, that's a Brillo pad.
The thing is...
Errol, shut up! You're ruining our sparkling banter!
What, you mean like a large, nimble jungle cat?
No, that's a panther.
Hang on, I've got all turned around. You're supposed to be comically mishearing things, and then I correct you in a flat monotone.
What, you mean like the big black rock from 2001 in Space Odyssey?
Errol,
get out!
Errol, get out!
No.
Listen. Willikins and I are a double act. You see, we've got no room for a third Wirral.
So that's the way how it is, then, is it?
It's a bit like that, yes.
It's exactly like that, actually.
Oh, all right then. Off I go, I guess.
Out!
Out!
Denmark.
Willikins, did you hear that? Somebody's ransacking the flat.
You mean this 10-square-mile manor you own, sir?
That's right, the flat. It's a mystery. Let's go who done it.
It's clearly Errol.
We can't just assume. We have to find clues. Then arrogantly present those clues in the smuggest possible way. To the apothecary.
You mean your pillow fort?
Yes.
Well, forget it. I'm on strike. And I absolutely will not be telling you people to tune into the Sarcastic Voyage podcast for the further adventures of Nick and Will. Oh, goddammit.
end of set. A laugh you guys make proud.
And now the adventures of Nick and Willikins.
Ooh, Willikins. Ooh.
Bloody wake up so I can haunt you.
Sir, if you were a ghost, that would mean you died. And I'm certain I'd be the first to know if that had happened.
Don't you mean the second?
No, I most assuredly mean the first.
But behold my ghostly form. Go on, behold it. Are you beholding it?
What I'm beholding is one of your most expensive high thread count sheets, which has now been completely obliterated via the two eye holes you've cut in the thing, and yes, that would be the iron chain.
It is the chain what I forged in life.
No, it isn't. It's the chain that you ordered me to forge earlier today, which you assured me you would not be using to reenact some kind of tired old Christmas cliché.
That's right.
And yet, here we are.
Yes, here we are. Me, a ghost.
There's more of git than of grave about you, sir.
And you, a grumbly old sourpuss, what thinks Christmas is a what's name?
A humbug, sir?
No, that's a striped boiled sweetie.
Are you certain you're not thinking of peppermints, sir?
No, that's a... Wait, yes, that is exactly what I was thinking of. Well spotted. You think Christmas is a peppermint.
Actually, sir, I have rather fond memories of Christmases spent first with my natural parents, then with the lads at my boarding school.
It's boring. I'm sleeping because you're very boring, Willikins, and I don't like you.
What's that? Sorry, Willikins, I must have nodded off whilst you were reciting your incredibly boring memoirs.
Perhaps you could retire to your bed if you're quite so tired, sir.
I can't do that.
Neither can I, apparently.
You shouldn't be sleeping anyway, Willikins. You've to repair that giant hole in the front door.
You mean the hole that you cut so you could shove your face through and pretend to be the door knocker?
That doesn't sound like something I'd do.
Honestly, sir, this obsession with a Christmas carol is frankly baffling.
Well, I mean... Last Christmas, I used my time machine to show you what things would be like if you'd never been born.
Yes, and it turns out everything would be exactly the same for you, except that your butler would be called Williamson.
Truly the darkest timeline.
I should also note that you treated Williamson with considerable more care and respect than you've ever treated me.
The previous Christmas before, we decorated that sad little tree and then recited depressing Bible verses like in that popular American children's cartoon.
Ah, right.
Willikins, why is that a popular American children's cartoon?
Couldn't say, sir.
The year before that, I strapped a pair of antlers to your head.
Stapled, I believe.
Yes, stapled, and descended into Whoville to steal Christmas.
Is that a point to all this holiday reminiscence?
The point, Willikins, is that we've done it all. Every bloody holiday reference and tradition. We even invented one of our own that one time.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Are you sure you remember?
Quite sure, sir.
Because I could play it for you if you don't remember.
No, I definitely remember, sir.
I think maybe I might need to remind you. I think maybe the remembering might need to happen right now.
Simply having a werewolf Christmas time.
Do you remember now?
It's ringing a bell, sir, vaguely.
So this Christmas, but I beheld all previous Christmases and wept when I realised there were no more worlds to conquer. Well, I didn't so much weep as I made you weep.
Is that why you smashed my shin bone with that fire poker earlier?
Is that not good it did us? Here I am trying to haunt bully you into being less horrible to poor old Bob Cratchit.
You're Bob Cratchit, I assume.
Got you one. Only you're not having any of it. We're all... We can't do a bloody Dickens Christmas, and I'm all out of ideas. We've now officially used up every possible way of... Willikins! Did you hear that?
I did indeed, sir.
That sounded like it came from Antechamber.
I believe you mean the Antechamber, sir.
So I did! What did I say?
Never mind. If we switch on the security system, I believe we'll be able to see...
Willikins! Are those terrorists?
It would appear so, sir.
Oh, they're everywhere. They're in the conservatory, the parlour, the spicery, the undercroft. And I think I see one in the fainting room. Willikins, did you do this? Did you order me a diehard?
I did, sir. Happy Christmas.
This is brilliant! Willikins, for once in your miserable life, you've made me a very happy man. Now take your shoes off and walk across that broken glass. I shall fetch a machine gun, ho ho ho, and meet you in the air ducts.
Very good, sir.
Oh. Oodalay, motherfucker!
Oodalay, everyone.
This material was written by Ron Algar-Watt and Matt Robotham and was produced by Algar Productions, copyright 2010, 2011, 2013, and 2016.